This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number three. You take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231, toll-free 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got our auction going on right now, auction.freetalklive.com. And, oh, my gosh, man, which...
What?
There's 3 days left in this auction. It's already up to $150.
It's so crazy. At one time there, you know, it's the top position.
It is the top position. Technically it's the second position, but it's the top advertising position. At freetalklive.com, you get it site-wide, and you can place your bid right now at auction.freetalklive.com. So we got lots to talk about here coming up. The Estonia situation, we will get to that. And you can take control of the airwaves here. Greg in Kansas. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello, Greg in Kansas. Greg, going once.
Yeah, hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Greg, what's up?
Hey, about the car stereo thing, the city that I used to live in actually had a law in the books that said that they could arrest or throw you in jail if you got caught blaring your stereo, I think, like, 2 times in a row after you got ticketed for it.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
You just can't be trusted with that car. Sorry.
Yeah, I know.
Too bad
exactly.
If you paid for it.
Exactly. And it's
no,
like,
wait, were they going to take your car and throw you in jail or just throw you in jail?
Well, it was throw you in jail, but I think after the second or third offense, it was like a $900 fine after that. So
wow.
Just for, you know, noise. I mean...
And that's the cop saying that you were being noisy, right? I mean, well, there's no evidence required.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. And the thing is it's just... I think the measure was that they had to be like 50 feet away from the car. But,
right.
You know, bass travels, you know, further than high-frequency sounds anyway, so...
Sure it does.
You know, so you can have it on low, and, you know, they could be, you know, 100 feet away and still hear it, but it not be loud, you know what I mean?
Yeah, good point. Not be bothersome to anyone, necessarily.
Exactly.
And that's a tough issue, though, the whole automotive loudness issue.
It really is a tough issue.
It is difficult.
I've got to say, I'm a kind of a crotchety old man on it. And I don't like it when, and I don't live in a neighborhood that this happens anymore because I only have a couple of people on my street.
Right.
So there's very few cars that go by. But I did previously live on a street where, on a daily basis, some kid would go by with his bass going, boom, and
yeah.
my windows would rattle.
Right.
And I didn't particularly like it. Not for any good reason. Like, it didn't wake me up or anything. But if it did wake me up, I'd have been livid.
Mm-hmm.
But see, the thing is with me is, you know, if I hear somebody in my neighborhood doing that, I'll go outside and I'll say, hey, man, can you turn it down a little bit? And usually they'll be like, okay, you know, no biggie. You know what I mean?
I think talking to people about problems like that is the best way to resolve them as opposed to calling the cops. Because really, that just creates unnecessary strife and hardship.
Exactly. It's like let the government go in and overregulate everything. About that, the State of the Union, Republicans and Democrats, really low in the polls right now. People are just fed up with everything.
Really? Both parties are low in the polls?
Yeah.
That's good.
A lot of people are just, you know, fed up with it, and I just wanted to know what you guys think that, you know, people listening to you could do to advance, you know, libertarian ideas and whatnot.
Oh, boy, that's an easy question. Tell them about Free Talk Live. Gosh, there's no easier way to do that. Greg, I mean, what did you think? How do you help spread liberty?
I tell people about it. Any, like, forums I'm a member of, I usually have it in my signature on there. Just... anything I can do to help, you know what I mean?
Yeah, every little bit counts. I mean, if every person listening to this show were to just do little things like that, like having something in your signature, just reaching out to a friend or a family member, you know, from time to time. And I forget who said it a few days back on the show, but don't back away from political conversations either. I mean, at this point, we can't afford to lose somebody because we just didn't speak up.
Exactly.
So thanks for the call, Greg. We really appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Jason, any ideas for things that you can do to help spread liberty?
I talk to everybody about it. And oftentimes I will get the old, why are you talking about politics? It's rude. You don't talk about politics in public.
What do you say to that?
I say, screw you.
Well, you wouldn't say that if you were at work. I mean, talking to someone. You don't talk to people at work, though, right?
Oh, I talk all sorts of customers that come in.
Really?
I'm always talking to them. Oh, yeah.
Interesting. That's kind of, have to be careful. I mean, if you're working for somebody, you have to be careful. If it's your job, I mean, if it's your business, then you can talk to whoever you want about whatever you want. But as long as your boss doesn't care, I suppose.
Most certainly does not.
And, you know, Manwich, what about you? What little ideas, things that people can do?
I don't stop at work either. You know, I may not be quite as vociferous.
Mm-hmm.
During an in-work conversation, or especially with if I'm meeting with a client for the first time or something like that.
Sure.
But if it comes up, I say what's on my mind. Maybe not quite as forcefully, and I found that
Well, yeah, you can't be a talk radio host if you're one-on-one with people.
You certainly can't. You can't do the ugly libertarian spiel where
communication doesn't work the same way in real life as it does on the radio.
The taxes you support are theft. Didn't your mom teach you not to steal?
that really does not fly.
That's just going to make somebody defensive.
Very defensive, yeah. And because there's no defense for it.
Yeah. There's some good stuff like at the Advocates for Self-Government, at theadvocates.org. They've got some neat things like the world's smallest political quiz. Sometimes it's hard to get people that are close to you into the fold. Because people that are close to you, even though they like you, they love you, and they trust you, they don't quite trust your political beliefs. They're not sure about all those crazy ideas. But if you can introduce them to somebody or something that's a third party that they can interact with that might put another idea into their head that they wouldn't necessarily listen to you, then that might go a long way. And what I'm talking about is the world's smallest political quiz. They sell them in, like, business card sizes.
Mm-hmm.
So you could literally carry just a stack of them with you. I've given you some of them, Jason. And
I have them in my wallet. I pass them out.
You've taken them to school. You've left them places. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, if you go to a doctor's office, leave a few of them on the table in there. If you're at the Tire Kingdom or whatever, leave a few of them in the waiting room. You know, that's an important idea is to catch people when they have time. Because in this society, we're so busy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're all busy. Every one of us during the day. We've got our jobs. We've got some people have kids. You know, they've got responsibilities. They've got mortgages to pay, rents to pay. They got to put food on the table. I mean, we're moving. We're quick. I mean, this society is always harried. We're so stressed out. And we don't have time to read anymore. Some of us make time for it. But some people don't feel like they have the time. But there's always those points in life where we have to slow down. You know, whether it be, again, waiting at the Tire Kingdom or at the beauty salon or something like this. There's always those points where we're waiting somewhere. And that's where you want to hit them. That's where you want to get the information into their hands and have them looking at it.
Now, what I've found has been most useful and most effective is the coffee shop.
Because
the coffee shop, people just sit around, sipping.
There are plenty of people that sit there that seem to have nothing to do. In our busy, busy world, there are people that sit in the coffee shop all day.
Indeed, and those people certainly aren't taken aback by someone just confronting them with some sort of chatter.
Well, not that I spend a lot of time in coffee shops, but I've been in a few of them, and it does seem to be a little bit more oriented towards the sharing of ideas mm-hmm. and conversing about various different things.
Coffee shops have a long history of political conversation.
Yep. In fact, the only problems I come across when talking to people is I most of the time get pegged for liberal, lefty, because they look at my hair.
Long hair. There you go.
Yeah. Us long-haired fellows have the stigma of being lefties.
Then how do they feel when you come out and you're more free market and more economically pro-freedom than they are?
Some are pleasantly surprised, and some, I think of me as a traitorous dog. Because I have long hair and I'm not liberal. What's going on here?
You're supposed to be liberal.
They don't know what to think. They're trying to process through it. Wait, he likes freedom in business? You should get a haircut.
Well, Rush called us leftist wackos on this show.
Well, he called some podcaster that name.
Yes, but in all likelihood, I mean, it seemed like all the evidence was pointing towards it was us.
Right.
And, some people could definitely say that a person who wants to, do away with the drug war and prostitution and gambling, well, they might be a leftist.
Hey, we're going to the talk radio convention mm-hmm. in early March, and Rush is going to be giving a keynote speech there.
Yeah, we'll have a chance to see him.
Yeah, maybe we'll get to go up and give him our card and say, hey, you should listen. Maybe you'll learn a thing or two.
I'd like to get a new one that underneath my name says leftist weird at wacko.
800-259-9231. You could take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. Estonia. We still got to get to that. And also, we got a guy who is concerned. Well, he's got concerns. He thinks that we don't have any common sense. We'll talk about that. Coming up, this is your show, 800-259-9231, Free Talk Live.
For thousands of years, the secret of vitality, strength, virility, and endurance was kept by the ancient Incas, until now. Maca, a tuberous plant that only grows in one area of the Andes Mountains, is a functional food, and it contains no cholesterol, is rich in vitamins, minerals, fiber, protein, 5 natural sterols, and 7 of the 9 essential amino acids. The folks at Vitamir have now made maca available in powder form so that you can experience its nutritional benefits. Call 877-817-9829 to order maca today. Maca also contains tannins, flavonoids, alkaloids, and fatty acids not found in other foods. Try maca, and you'll know the secret of the ancient Incas. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, and order your maca today. Maca. Now, you'll know the secret.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have our brand new feature, the Free Talk Live Wiki. Yeah, it's like that Wikipedia thing. You've seen it before. And if you haven't, well, it's definitely going to be something interesting because anybody can change it at any time. So what's that? What that's going to end up being like, I have no idea. We just kind of opened it up to the public today, and we'll see what happens at wiki.freetalklive.com. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. So, lots to talk about tonight. Postal shootings, that might be on the way if we get a chance to get to it. But I've been talking about this Estonia email a couple of weeks ago on the show. Now, you brought up the Economic Freedom of the World Index by the Heritage Foundation.
Right. I love that thing.
It's a yearly study that they put out. They take all of the countries, the nations in the world, over 150 of them, and they analyze various different aspects of their economy. And they analyze the government's control over the economy in those countries. And they get really in-depth. I mean, it's a serious study. In fact, there's some competition. There's also the Free the World Foundation that does a similar study. And each year we like to bring up the results. We like to talk about them. And we like to especially point out where the United States has ended up. Now, this year, we finally advanced on the chart. We finally moved up in the rankings. Mm-hmm. Because for the past 8 or so years, the U.S. has been rapidly falling down the chart.
Slowly falling. I mean, you know.
Well, I mean, over 8 years, going from like third place down to 13th place, I would say is pretty rapid for a so-called free economy. But
well,
anyway.
I can see what our rating is over the last 15 years or so, but I can't see what the rankings were of the last 15 years.
Right.
So I have no answer to that.
We have been falling, and we've gone from fairly high on the charts to past number 10. And this year we've made it back into the top 10. We're now at number 9, according to the Heritage Foundation study. But that means that there's other countries that have more economic freedom than we do, including Hong Kong, Singapore. Yes, I know Hong Kong's not a country. But those are two of the most free economic places in the world. And one of the other ones was a place called Estonia. And before seeing it on the list, I hadn't really ever heard of Estonia. I mean, had you?
Really? Yeah.
I don't. I guess I just don't know all the old former Soviet Union republics or whatever they are. And so Estonia kind of stuck out in my mind, and we talked about it a little bit because they were higher up on the charts than the United States. I mean, this former communist state.
It doesn't sound particularly free.
Right. Now, we're falling on the charts. Estonia is rising on the charts. What's going on over there?
Well, we're not falling now. We're not.
Just to be clear. We were falling, and it's just a year, so who knows what's going to happen next year. But Alex writes in, and he tells us that...
Oh, I wanted to make one point. Is we're at 1.84, 1 being free, 5 being not free, and we're at 1.84. Estonia is at 1.75.
Got it.
We're at 9th. They're at 7th.
Yes. All right. So Alex emails in. He says, I wanted to share my thoughts on Estonia, which you mentioned received a high ranking for the Economic Freedom Survey. My father's side of my family is all from Estonia. My grandfather was a captain of a ship and left Estonia after the Soviet takeover during World War II. He left quite illegally, I believe. Collectivist regimes aren't typically okay with entering or exiting freely. My dad was raised in Southern California and thought for most of his life that he would never get a chance to visit his family's place of origin. Finally, in 1991, the Soviet Union collapsed and Estonia was suddenly found free. Found itself free. My dad finally got to visit in 1994, and I accompanied him on his second trip in 1998. In those few years, he said that the shift in economic conditions was astonishing. The shelves in stores basically went from empty to full in just a few years. I would say that Estonia's ability to bounce back from communism came from both its rich culture of freedom and its disgust with what the Russian government did to their land and people for the past 50 years. There's a tangible sense of individualism and independence that permeates the country, which has just over 1 million inhabitants and is the smallest nation in the world to retain its own language, which I would presume is Estonian.
Mm-hmm.
There's a strong sense of social freedom there as well, and I don't think it's just because I happen to be visiting during the annual beer festival. Also, due to the rotting old socialist telephone infrastructure, wireless and mobile computing technology is now all over the place in Estonia. During my 1998 visit, businesses seemed to operate freely with little government involvement. I didn't see any state emblems on restaurants or business licenses tacked to the windows. The only law that I was aware of was that signs on storefronts in large cities had to be converted from Russian to Estonian, which is somewhat understandable given the recent history, even if it's not truly justifiable. So they really they wanted to pass a law so they could just separate themselves as far as possible from the former Russian rule. Anyway, I just thought that I would share my insights with you. By the way, congratulations on changing to your new format with the show, with the 3 hours. So, Alex, we certainly appreciate your email. So there you go. So Estonia with a real pro-freedom bend in the middle of the former Soviet Union. Pretty cool stuff.
Nice to see it's working.
Absolutely, and I think it's important to point out that these changes are interesting. It's interesting how rapidly they can happen. I mean, when you let people have their freedoms again, all of a sudden things just start getting better. as he was pointing out, the shelves stocking, you know, being stocked with food again instead of having the government forcing you to wait in lines to get your hands on moldy bread and old water. And that's how it was. Can you imagine living through this? Can you imagine? Actually, I mean, you and I, all of us in the studio, we've had these posh, lush lives in America where we've always had grocery stores with
yep.
just tons of products on the shelves, and we take it for granted. These guys, it's totally new to them. I mean, just imagine that. Just imagine going from nothing to a plenty in
you
just
know,
a matter of years.
That's why they've taken it and run with it.
Yeah. Well, they see that it is a good thing to have freedom and liberty, and that that it allows them to run their businesses and live their lives how they want to. What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Less government means more freedom, and more freedom means more prosperity. And more prosperity, more wealth. More wealth, longer lives, more happier lives. So much can be done without the state involved. 800-259-9231. So, to a critical email. This one from Spooty. Spooty emails in. He says, guys, I continue to enjoy your show, and I'm actually considering being an AMP member. So much of your basic philosophy is so foreign to the general public, I think we need to make it available to as many people as possible. He goes on to say that, I really like your show, but if you want to have a real lasting impact and gather a serious number of listeners and to be taken seriously rather than as adolescent discontents, then you're going to have to be a little more thoughtful about some of the things that you say.
Okay.
For example...
I haven't been called an adolescent discontent in a long time. I mean, considering
you are 34.
34.
Manwich. So he's going to address things that I said and things that you said, and he starts with you. Manwich, concerning the war in Iraq, he claims, he quotes you, and he says, the people in Iraq aren't free, they still have curfews, etc., etc. If this is liberty, then I don't need no stinking liberty. They've simply traded one despotic ruler for another. Please, Manwich, I would expect Ian to say that, but not you. Of course they've not evolved to a Western level of freedom yet. You don't go from murderous dictator to freedom overnight, and...
Murderous dictator! I'm sorry, I just don't get the murderous dictator thing. Now, I'm no fan of Saddam Hussein, but, you know, they haven't... Even in the trial, they haven't come up with much more than a mass grave for the Shiites after this one rebellion. Where are the rape rooms we were talking about? Where's the terrorist training camps? And I'm not even going to mention the weapons of mass destruction. I know we were told he's this murderous tyrant, but I didn't see any evidence.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't believe anything our government says, especially not at face value. More coming back. He's got some more critiques. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes. You neglect me. Change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protect a complete fuel system treatment. Protecta's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And you can vote for the show. It's what we need you to do. It's the beginning of the month. That means it's time for a vote. We do it. It's a once-a-month process, and it goes all month long. But the sooner we can get the votes in, the better. Because the more votes we can front-load in at the beginning of the month, the better off we're going to be throughout the entire month. I think we're currently ranked at either first or second place. And being up there at the top of the charts is important. Being the number one podcast in the world just gets more listeners to come and visit Free Talk Live and learn about liberty and freedom, which is a good thing. So cast your vote at vote.freetalklive.com. And if you'd like to help us in our other little project that we're just sort of experimenting with this month that Johnson came up with, you can go to act.freetalklive.com. So you can vote and you can act. You can go to act.freetalklive, act.freetalklive.com, and get details on how you can help us, I guess, boost our ratings on iTunes, get up in the top 100, which could be useful. I mean, if we can be in the top 100 there and the top 10 at Podcast Alley, just means more people coming our direction.
Yep.
It's good news. So, voteandact.freetalklive.com. We're in the middle of a critical email. This guy thinks that our message in general is pretty good, but he thinks that we go a little too far. He thinks that well, we should be careful with what we say. And then when he thinks that you've gone too far by saying that Iraq's not any better off today, he says you don't go from murderous dictator to freedom overnight, and certainly they have a long way to go. But to clearly imply that they are no better off now than before is patently absurd.
I just don't get. I'm sorry to interrupt again. You know,
no,
and on his email, and I can understand where he's coming from. He's sort of taking the the mainstream media line,
right?
But you know, the Sunnis aren't any better off than they were.
What do you mean?
Well, the Sunnis, basically, a lot of Sunnis are at war with the United States. Mm-hmm. They are the large portion of the insurgents. They say 85% of the insurgents are Iraqis currently. And those would be mostly Sunnis because they're not going to get represented like they were in the government. Not that I think that's bad or good or whatever. It's my personal opinion. They should take Iraq, cut it into three pieces.
Yeah.
This is for the Kurds. This is for the Sunnis. This is for the Shiites. You folks had fun. We're out of here. We won the war, and that's it. But, to try to use the army to police, it's not working.
No doubt about it. And in regards to the non-Sunnis, the rest of them, I don't think any of them are better off. I mean, I understand what the official line is, but when your house has been blown up by a bomb, you're not better off. When your city has been leveled, like Fallujah was, you're not better off. How about all the people that have lost grandmothers and brothers and sisters and parents and uncles and friends and family members? How about all those people? Are they better off than they were before the war started?
They were alive under Saddam.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I get it. I know that they told us Saddam was this terrible, terrible guy. I just haven't seen a lot of evidence.
Where is it? I mean, if there was evidence, they would certainly bring it out, wouldn't they?
And, you know, yeah, he murdered a bunch of people. Yes, he did murder a bunch of people. How many people have we killed in the war against Iraq?
Yeah, how close are we to dangerously terrible dictator status at this point? Anyway, he goes on. He says, they were subject to a murderous despot who killed hundreds of thousands of people with biological weapons, torture, rape, etc., etc.
Where is it?
And now they're not. The difference is huge, and they're clearly moving in generally the right direction. Well, wait a minute. Was Saddam Hussein doing no-knock raids in the middle of the night looking for people?
Probably.
Was he arresting... well, we didn't hear about any of that.
No, we didn't, but...
It could have been that case, but...
I wouldn't doubt it.
As I understood it, from what I've read at least, Iraq was Saddam left people alone unless they, opposed him. Unless
they had AK-47s. I mean, they could be pretty free that way.
Yeah. Unless they publicly came out against him and his brothers or whatever... you would have been left alone. He was like a gangster, essentially. You know, you don't mess with the mafia, they don't mess with you.
You know, it's...
And now we've got a military occupying the country.
Well, regardless of if Saddam was this evil despot as is claimed or not, it's none of our doggone business.
That's true.
Not one bit.
And he's not contesting that necessarily.
No, he's not.
But by putting forth that same old, tired old argument that the mainstream media does and the government people do, he makes it sound like he's justifying it. He makes it sound like he's justifying violating the Constitution and invading a sovereign nation. And if that's the case, if we can just invade sovereign nations, then why Iraq? Why not the Congo?
Certainly there are more better deserved countries.
Yeah. Why not Haiti? Why not all of the other countries? Why not all of the other terrible countries in the world? Why don't we just go invade them all one at a time? Let's just go around the world and spread liberty, right?
Woo-hoo!
Yeah. So he says that we'll see where they ultimately end up, but to say that today is no different.
God bless them. I hope they end up in a great place.
But just because we don't have libertarian freedom is ridiculous. Ian, when Walt called in and there was a discussion about the world community led by the U.S. turning towards Iran, Walt made the comment that we have to because they did the same things as Iraq. Of course, Walt was not supporting it, but his point was that if we're going to be consistent in our madness, then we can't just punish Iraq. Or we can't punish Iraq, but not Iran. In any case, when he made that comment, you sort of muttered in the background in a very adolescent way, yeah, nothing. Really? Iraq has done nothing? Really? Iraq has done nothing? Let's see. I think their leader murdered a few... Wait. Yeah, I think their leader murdered a few 100,000 people as described above.
Well, we've been told that.
Again,
right.
Just parroting what has been fed to us.
Do you really call that nothing? Naturally, we have to think... I think he might have meant to type Iran... but anyway, naturally, we can have the argument as to whether and when the U.S. should involve itself in other countries' affairs. Never. Never should it involve itself in other countries' affairs. There's no argument there.
Monroe Doctrine. Let's return to the Monroe Doctrine.
What is that?
Essentially said, the affairs of other countries, affairs of countries that are not called the United States of America, are not the United States of America's business.
It's my understanding that Monroe Doctrine includes... we get everything in America, which is South America and North America, and the rest of you people stay out of it.
South America?
That's my understanding what the Monroe Doctrine means. I could be mistaken.
Well, let's go back to the advice of the Founding Fathers, then. George Washington, who, to paraphrase, said that free trade with all and entangling alliances with none. I mean, they understood that having products cross borders instead of armies is the way to create allies, real allies, people that would never harm us. China's not going to bomb the United States. We're their biggest customer. That'd be insane for them to do something like that. But yet we still have people in America that are afraid that the Chinese are going to invade tomorrow. Anyway, he says, naturally we can have the argument, and that's a very valid debate to be had, but regardless of whether we choose to get involved or not, to say that Iraq has done nothing is one of those capital L tendencies to ignore basic facts. Okay, maybe he did kill some people. Probably he did. I don't know how many they were, and it doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter what he did to me over there. It's not my country. There's no argument to be had. I want to live my life here in a so-called free country. I want America to be free. And when we go over and invade somebody else's sovereign nation, no matter what the atrocities are, it's uncalled for. It's un-American. It's unconstitutional. And we shouldn't be doing it. Now, if you feel strongly about it, I'm not saying that nothing should happen. I mean, if there's some new Hitler over in another country of the world and you think that they're just doing terrible, despotic things to people, sign up. Go up and join up the military that is fighting that country. Go over and be an insurgent in that country. Well, send them some money.
Even so, even if you want a government solution, how much cheaper would it have been for the American people if we would have just put $1 billion on Saddam's head? Please, kill him, you get $1 billion.
Because that'd be a lot cheaper.
You know, it's we're going to spend $400,000
in
$400 billion in this war, and God knows how many trillions afterward treating the vets.
I mean, for $1 billion, Saddam might have just said, "Hey, I'll take that and retire." We're coming back. This is your show, 800-259-9231. It is Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates. Whenever there's something we need to announce to you, you'll get it first in your email box. If you're on the updates list, and you can get on it for free at updates.freetalklive.com. Again, updates.freetalklive.com. So, Spooty, we're in the middle of his email. Actually, almost done with it here. He has critiqued us. He says that we shouldn't be so ignorant about this Iraq situation. People over there are way better off now than they were before, says Spooty.
Yeah. Spooty, that's kind of sounds, I don't know, adolescent.
You know, I understand where he's coming from. I disagree with his point on this.
Yeah.
I have to. Will you read a little farther?
Because you haven't seen the evidence.
Yeah.
And even if they did show oodles and oodles of evidence, it wouldn't justify invading a sovereign nation.
Uganda, when they had that civil war 7 years ago or whatever, mm-hmm. It's amazing how many people died. You can show all kinds of evidence. We didn't go tromping in there, and thank God we didn't.
Yeah, nor should we have. So Spooty says, "Guys, again, I like your show." And he writes all that in caps. "I like your show."
Thank you. I appreciate that.
"Your approach towards government needs to be heard by millions, but..."
I have to agree.
"To grow that number, you have to be taken somewhat seriously. And you can't be taken seriously by completely ignoring basic facts and abandoning common sense as frequently as you do. I'm sorry, Spooty, but there's no common sense involved in taxing people to support a big, obtrusive military, sending that military over and having them blow up people's homes when we know that that's creating more terrorists. It would seem to me totally senseless to be doing what it is that we're doing. Where is the common sense involved in this situation?
I have to agree.
I think it was removed a long time ago.
Yeah, it wasn't there before we even left. Let's go to Bill in Virginia. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hi, Ian. How you doing?
Good, Bill. What's up?
You know, you're just talking about, like, you know, Saddam and all the atrocities that have occurred and how, you know, you're saying that you don't care what's going on over there. And I don't think that you mean that.
No, I don't care.
No,
it's their business, man. It's their country. Hey, if they've got a despotic ruler, they should fight against him.
Well, they
Why is it my business? Why should I care?
I know they should, but I mean, you know, I think a lot of people would probably take that the wrong way in that you wouldn't care if your next door neighbor was getting murdered. Like, you just sit there and watch TV. I think that, you know, I think probably what you're trying to communicate is that
it depends on who my next door neighbor is, but okay, I see your point.
Forced to pay for an army and have a government solution to what's going on over there. You know, if other people really cared about what was going on over there, they could, you know, hop on a plane, go over to Iraq, Afghanistan, wherever the atrocities occurring,
right,
and take some sort of action on their own.
They could, but most people don't care either. They just won't admit it. I mean, that's how I really feel. I'm not going to hold back on that, and I understand where you're coming from, Bill, but, I mean, really, most people don't care enough to do anything about other people in other countries, and why should they? They're too busy trying to live their own lives. They're too busy, you know, busy trying to show up for work on time and put food on the table. They don't care about people in other countries.
Of course. And I mean, you know, this is one of the bad things about, you know, forcing a government solution on people by supporting a military is that, you know, nobody has to care anymore because the government's going to take care of it.
Mm,
you know,
yeah.
Everybody wants to say that they care. It sounds great in the news and on the radio. Oh, we should do something about that. But when it comes time for them to do something, whoa, all of a sudden, hey, man, you know, I got a day job.
Right.
Yeah, I need it here.
It would really put people on the spot like that if we didn't have, you know, any sort of government military and it was up to them to do something about it. What are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
And they sit there and go, oh, well, and that's who you'd know who your friends were and your enemies were.
And that's when you'd find out who really did care.
Exactly.
Because if they did care, they could donate money, they could donate arms, they could donate their actual time to go and help with whatever revolution they want to help with.
Correct.
Can you imagine how much care people would have for all the good causes in the world?
Right.
I mean, it's too much for one person to handle, all the suffering and all the bad things that are going on. But once they have a model of the United States that's free, wow, they can look to that and say, now that's freedom.
Yeah.
It's not conquering the world. It's people are free.
Good point. You know, we're having
right now they hate us.
Well, we're having enough of a difficult time to get people to care about their own liberties. I mean, the people in this country, they don't realize that their liberties are being stolen from them on a day-to-day basis by this government, but yet they're concerned about Iraq?
Well, it's also their morality that's getting stolen. I mean, you know, you're always talking about religion on the show and the Christians and whatever. I mean, this is a great chance for them to put their beliefs into practice.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, you know, if you're really against murder and rape and robbery and all these other things that are in the Bible that God says is bad,
mm-hmm.
C.S. Lewis pretty much put out the idea that, all right, you know, God's up there, but you're his agent. You know, he's not going to perform some kind of miracle and make Saddam Hussein go away.
Mm.
You, as an agent of me, are supposed to take, you know, my moral principles or whatever you want to call it, and put them into practice in order to make the world a better place and in order for you to show me that you're a good person, you're supposed to go to heaven. And I don't think a lot of Christians who say they're Christians are actually Christians and would do such a thing.
That's a little scary to me because they think that by voting that they are doing it just as you say.
Oh, well, the scary thing is that, you know, they want to vote in order to turn our government into their church. And they want to take, you know, their religious principles.
Well, because they're right. They're right, and they're going to prove it.
Well, I mean, that's because they worship the one true God.
Right.
As opposed to all the other religions.
And they're all, and everybody else is going to hell.
And everybody else thinks they're right, too. And it's this constant struggle over who can force what down somebody else's throats.
Of course.
It's
and disgusting. The scary thing that's going to take place is when you have a government that's controlled by one religion, like the Taliban, and a government that's controlled by a different religion, like ours, you know, the Christian right. What happens when they decide they're going to go to war?
Well,
we all get dragged into it.
Not going to be good. Bill, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves, even in these remaining moments. Coming up, we got something about teachers, public school teachers. It is Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $750 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $750 on select styles. Offer ends 2/25/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears. 1-800-300-8069. Call now. 1-800-300-8069.
You need your cup of coffee each morning, right? But you're not sure if it's right for your health. Now there's Gano Coffee. Gano Coffee is the new low-acid, low-caffeine, naturally healthy coffee. What makes Gano Coffee special is the secret ingredient Ganoderma, a concentration of red reishi mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. 2 to 3 packets of Gano Coffee can replace a whole pot of coffee. All-natural Gano Coffee tastes great and is a smart alternative for optimal health and longevity. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Sample Gano Coffee for yourself for only the cost of shipping and handling. Try Gano Coffee today. Visit www.coffeeontheair.com. That's coffeeontheair.com. Or call 866-271-3653. That's 866-271-3653. Call now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the show even in these remaining moments. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got updates, we got live streaming, archives, the bulletin board system, Shrine of Female Listeners, and more. All of it is free. And if you appreciate the fact that we give you everything for free on our website, well, we'd like you to voluntarily support the program. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about the AMP program. Become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 per month. We've got almost 180 people that have decided to AMP Free Talk Live from around the world. Now we're accepting, we have a credit card form. We can do it via PayPal. We can do it via credit card. In fact, now internationally, we can take credit cards from over 55 countries. So it's convenient, it's easy, and it makes a big difference because AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And that means that your money will be going towards promoting Free Talk Live, towards getting us on more radio stations and more internet connections. And it's working. It really is. It's making a huge difference for us. And every day, more people signing up for the AMP program. Amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks, too. Access to the classic archives, the AMP-only forum, the AMP-only call-in line. Plus, when we reach our final goal, we'll cut back on the commercial time on the show by 25%. To the phones we go. Let's talk to David, who I believe is an amplifier. David in California, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, David, what's up?
I know the show is almost over, so I just wanted to bring up a quick good cop story.
A good cop story? This is unusual. What happened?
Well, this was last year sometime. My brother was borrowing my car for a couple weeks because his was out of order.
Yeah.
And, well, it had got stolen from his apartment complex.
Wait, your car got stolen?
Yeah, my car that he was borrowing had gotten stolen. And so, of course, we called the cops. And, you know, they took a report and they said, oh, you know, we'll look for it. But sometimes, you know, they don't turn up and for a while or something.
Right.
So we hadn't heard anything. And then 6 months later, I get a call that the car was found. Apparently someone in the next apartment complex over called because there was a car sitting there for about 6 months not doing anything.
No way.
So, yeah, I got my car back. And
well, wait, so in that case, it wasn't necessarily a good cop. It was just a cop doing his job.
Well, it was a good cop story because the cops didn't get involved at all. You know, they just left me alone. So.
Well, they weren't going to do anything to you. You were the guy missing the car. I mean, I don't think they would suspect
you. They just kind of stayed out of my life, so I
see.
Consider that a good thing, I guess.
Well, I mean, generally, that's stretching it, David. I mean, generally, when you file a report with the cops, that's what they do. They just stay out of your life.
Well,
and
that's what I was
not do anything.
For. That's what I was hoping for.
Right. So in this case, the cops didn't solve the case.
So,
it was another person.
In the next apartment complex over, yeah.
Which, by the way, it seems to me that that's the way a lot of crimes get solved. Like,
yeah,
by the fact that somebody ratting somebody else out or giving up some information or, you know, cluing the cops into something they realize. Like the two shooters in Washington, D.C., they were caught because somebody spotted them. Not the cops. There was cops all over the place looking for them, and the cops were on the case, and, man, they were giving speeches and pointing out how great they are and that they're going to protect everybody. But when it came down to it was an individual who was not a police officer that led the cops right to people in question.
Even
David.
Something as big as, like, Enron, because from what I understand, it wasn't the Fed or anything that found everything out. People started questioning their accounting and stuff, and so that's how it got caught.
There you go. David, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. And we are done for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow night at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. And it has been Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And man,
we will see you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Don't forget to amp the show, amp.freetalklive.com. And go vote as well. Vote.freetalklive.com. See you tomorrow night.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you paying?